is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
It's the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
Hey.
Very, very, very exciting week.
It is. It is Leap of Faith week. It is the day today. Vanessa and Dave's wedding day. Holy.
Yeah.
Tia.
Look, we got some last-minute advice for them. There was a few last-minute, much to your disgust, last-minute dramas in regards to the celebrants.
Look, mate.
My wardrobe.
You could have done... anyway, you'll hear, yes, Cliffo almost derailed the whole wedding day.
That's a big call. And, of course, tomorrow on this podcast, you will hear the action. You will hear the marriage ceremony. You will hear the guys skydive. Bronte's going to be there to catch them when they fall.
I'll try.
That's tomorrow. But sit back and enjoy the Thursday edition of the Cliffo and Bronte podcast on Listener.
You and I got to travel together for the first time.
And last time.
Well, after what happened to me at the airport, I don't even know if I'm allowed to come home. So we arrived. We finished the show yesterday, went to the airport, didn't have any check-in baggage. We all just had carry-on. And so...
Can I just say, side note too,
yeah.
You have shocked and impressed me with how light you travel.
Really?
Because I would argue that I have bought more stuff than you, or the carry-on bag you brought is a Mary Poppins bag that just goes and goes and goes.
It is a little bit like that. I was getting a bit nervous though because it's small but mighty, so I thought it might be over the limit.
Like you.
Exactly. But it wasn't what was in that bag that I had to worry. So I had two bags with me. I had my overnight bag, which was just pajamas and stuff. And then I had our bag of laptop and tech gear that we'll need in order to record some things for the Leap of Faith today. And so because everything was carry on, we just walked straight into the airport, went in our separate security lines and... all of a sudden, this has not happened to me ever. You see your bag go through and it comes through the security check and it goes from one side and gets shifted over to a different lane.
Because they're modern now. Like, yeah, you're right, because it goes through its lane and then this machine thing goes, and then you go the other side. And when all this was happening, mind you, I was through.
You were done.
Like, I sailed through and part of me's like, well, I'm going to Leap of Faith.
Of course.
Do I just leave her here? Do I just desert at this point?
I have never felt like such a wash of panic before. And one of my bags came through fine. The laptop bag got swooped over to the other side where all of a sudden there is a massive airport security man pulling you over to the end of the security line, gloves on, ready to go through your bag. And I don't know about you if this has happened to you recently, but you just all of a sudden go... What have I put in here? Or what have I left in here? Or did someone pack this bag for me? Or did I pack it? Just everything started like...
Meanwhile, I'm standing behind you with an evil look in my eye.
Yeah, you're like, can you hold this boogie board bag? But he was like, there is something in here that we have never seen before. And when this comes up on the machine, we have to have a look. And I was like, okay, I have no idea what this is. And so he's got his gloves on and he's going through the bag and I still panicked. I've got Alicia, our producer, beside us saying all the things that you shouldn't say in a security line. Like, oh, have you packed, you know?
Oh, shut up, Leish.
I was just like, and luckily it was just a stick that we plug our microphones onto once we're recording outside the studio.
So it was very innocent.
It was very innocent. But it was the most panicked and most terrifying moment.
It wasn't vibrating.
No.
We promise it wasn't vibrating.
This is Queensland's Price is Right.
Come on!
Some weird, wacky things available on all of the secondhand sites, Gumtree, Facebook Marketplace. Producer Alicia has trawled them and you and I, have to try and guess exactly how much they're being resold for.
You could buy some weird, wacky, wonderful stuff to confuse poor security guards at airport gates.
Oh, I should have gotten like that 3D printed Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
Actually, on that true story once, I was going through airport security. I think I told you, with a toy chainsaw for my son. Did I tell you the story?
No,
and it was
I've
like one of those little Kmart toy chainsaws.
Yeah.
And security are like, so do you have a chainsaw in your bag?
You're like, that's none of your business.
It's none of your business. Excuse me.
How dare you?
Yeah, exactly. All right.
You've been scouring Gumtree, yes. Marketplace, Everything Leash.
Yeah.
And you're going to put some items up for, or you're going to show us some items that have been put up for sale. And we have to guess collectively what
Correct.
They're worth.
And it's best of three. So far, Bronte is in the lead.
Nice.
With 5 wins.
Whatever. Nice. So, whatever. For Bronte.
All right. First item for sale. Scott from Townsville is selling these traffic lights.
Wow.
Scott.
That's sick.
That is sick.
He gave no more information.
Scott, mate.
I feel
on.
Like they have not been obtained legally. Scott. I'm sorry.
Allegedly.
They're too authentic. They're so good.
They're real. They're huge.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just a set of traffic lights.
I know all of the young kids like the lights along the top of their room to, like, create mood lighting.
Like a man cave, maybe.
$200, I've said.
My wife would come to... I'm not going to say that, actually. I was going to be like, nah, say, come to bed every night. I'm like, green light. And she'd be like, no, it's a red light night.
$200.
I put $300.
Scott is selling the traffic lights for $300.
Hey! You and Mish are going to have fun with those. Yeah.
Thanks, Scotty boy.
All right. Adam from Kelso is selling this, signed by a famous person, Weet-Bix box and can of Coke.
Okay, well...
He doesn't say what famous person has signed it.
Oh, you're kidding.
but he says that it's apparently to raise money for charity, but I think that Adam's just trying to gyp someone, really.
Adam.
Come on, mate.
So he's put a... Now, see, this is... It's not actually... This one, what it's worth.
It's a value pack of Weet-Bix, if that changes anything.
I mean, they
it's
are
a big old box.
Adam.
So Adam? The can is individually signed and the box is both individually signed as well.
I think Adam is a madman. What have you said?
We're in agreement with that.
Yeah.
100.
Oh, I went half. I said 50.
Adam's trying to gyp somebody off by selling it for $500.
What?
Adam. It's a charity. Come on.
Who signed it, Adam?
So point each here. This is the tiebreaker.
I feel like it's the charity of Adam's bank account.
It is.
All right, tiebreaker.
There's not an often time where you and I are speechless. Oh, we were literally speechless.
This is not a tiebreaker. I've won it.
No, you won.
Yeah, 300. One. Okay. We'll do the third one for fun, though.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, sorry. I was miscalculating my scores there.
Okay.
Jackson from Bundle
on the Gold Coast
is selling this Daily Telegraph from the 27th of February 2001. It's a 16-page tribute to Sir Donald Bradman.
When he died.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually a good one. Like, a cricket tragic would love that.
He's kept it in the plastic, so it's not been touched. It's fresh, crisp newspaper from 2001.
This is, memorabilia is hard, isn't it? Because it's really like what someone's willing to pay for it.
Mm. Cricket people
are...
They're
crazy.
Mad. They'll go to a game for 5 days in the sun.
It's a newspaper. Like, come on, dude.
Okay, all right. That's
surely I can just find that on the internet somewhere.
I'm second guessing myself here, but okay, yeah. Actually,
right.
I'm going to do it.
I've said $200.
Okay, I've said $150.
Adam's selling it for $20.
Oh,
Adam.
We're dumb today.
Clean sweep.
How can an old mate want $500 for Weet-Bix and a piece of Don Bradman, the greatest cricketer that ever lived, memorabilia?
Oh.
Only, what did he want? $20.
$20.
Tell him I'll take it. Everyone, stop what you're doing.
Unless you're driving.
Don't slam your brakes
on. No. Keep driving safely.
If you're driving. But I feel like we need to pause down for a minute because something that has been in the works for, I would say, 6 months here at HIT is coming to fruition today.
Yeah.
Cliffo and Bronte's leap of faith is going to see Vanessa and Dave, who we've fallen absolutely in love with, tie the knot in a plane. They're going to be tethered to a professional skydiver. And after they say I do this morning, like literally after the show we have to run to get to this, after they say I do, they are going to skydive and literally leap into the rest of their lives together.
As husband and wife, after 15 years together, their beautiful girls are with them.
Yeah.
They're going to be watching their parents go up as, I guess, a de facto couple and come down legally married as man and wife, as you, the celebrant, will be doing.
I've always said when you get married, nothing changes. But everything changes.
Yeah.
To us.
And Vanessa was saying she wants the same last name as her kids, and she just wants to be able to call Dave her husband. So you're right. It's the little things. It's the little things.
Got us thinking 13 10 60. It's a nerve-wracking morning for Vanessa. We got, you know, we had our chat with Vanessa and Dave this morning in the 6 o'clock hour. And we thought on 13 10 60, let's open up the phones right now. To anyone who's gotten married before, what's your last piece of, I guess, wedding advice or whatever for Dave and Vanessa, you know? What's the one thing you wish you had have known on your wedding day?
Yeah.
And I guess, see, we're not really, I don't think we're after advice, like, you know, long-term advice or whatever, just actual wedding day advice. Yeah.
And it's obviously an unconventional wedding for them. Luckily, their girls are here, but their family and friends aren't. So I think it's really, we want the advice for the couple themselves, like what you should remind yourself to do or say or think about, or any little bit of advice that you wish you had known before your wedding day that you'd like to give Vanessa and Dave.
13 10 60, if you've got some, I guess, advice or whatever wedding day advice for our bride and groom. And Kim's here. I guess, Kim, you've got a bit of an affirmation for the guys. What do you want to say, Kim?
Definitely elope and never invite anybody. I think everybody should do that when they get married.
This is okay. When Cliffo said that this was your advice, I remember Jergs, our boss, actually gave similar advice to Vanessa and Dave. He's a big believer in, the elopement. Why do you think so, Kim?
Look, my hubby and I, we've been together 10 years, married, but 15 together. And the best thing we did was go to the courthouse. The worst thing I did was actually include my family to come there. Like, it's so stress-free without everyone else. You're doing it for you. Do it for you. It's a day for you. So it's not for everyone else.
It's cheaper that way too.
My wife and I,
so much cheaper.
Kim, we did what we called a fancy elopement, which was just, so we had a little bit of family there. We had just our mums and dads.
Yep.
And then we had our bridesmaids and groomsmen. So there was still only like 16, 17 people. So it wasn't a traditional big wedding or whatever, but it was just a fancy elopement.
I had my parents and his parents. Like, if it had just been my in-laws and our witnesses, it would have been great. Like, just his parents. My family came. Regrets.
I really hope they're not listening this morning.
Yeah, I know. Shout out to
Kim. They will be 100%. Yeah, they will be. But you know what? They knew I didn't want them there. So the things we do for family, though, hey.
Yeah, true. Exactly. Thanks, Kim. Thanks for the call, mate. It's 5 to 8.
Bye.
Alpha Bucks, it is back tomorrow, Friday morning, Friday the 31st of March. Is that right?
It is the 31st. My electricity bill due on that day.
Good to know.
And I would love the $1,000 to help pay for it. I can't have it, but you can. For Alpha Bucks, your clue is leprechaun.
Fiddle-dee-dee.
To be sure.
So L is your letter. Leprechaun.
So annoying.
Is your free answer for tomorrow's Alpha Bucks on here. Do you love, this is going to be a rando one from left field, do you love equally as much cooked chicken chippies?
It's so weird that you said that.
Because you know what I'm talking about here, don't you?
Are we talking the little, like, finger-long pieces of chicken?
Crumbed
chicken.
Yep. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I appreciate their existence. I can't tell you the last time I had some.
The last time I would have had them would have been the late 90s or the early noughties, because I went to school kids in a time when fatty food was served at the canteen.
Yes, so
true. And it was a great time. And our canteen used to serve them. I think it was a couple of bucks or something, and you get this little packet, little paper bag of chicken chippies. It's essentially processed chicken, crumbed and deep fried. Now, I have not had these since, like I said, late 90s, early noughties at the latest.
I'd say the same probably.
But I remember them being delicious.
Yeah, why do we stop having them?
I don't know. I grew up, I guess. Oh, I don't know.
Gross.
I stopped going to the school and served them at the canteen, to be honest. But yesterday, so we've had a bit of transit and all that for Leap of Faith, and we had a bit of travel and stuff yesterday, and I didn't quite eat to schedule or whatever.
No.
And it sort of got early afternoon. I was starving, and I was walking through a Woolies, and there at the hot food counter, they had chicken chippies. 10 chicken chippies for $3.
What?
And I went, you know what? That's worth it. That's worth my $3. Said to the lady, just have those. She's like, do you want any sauce or anything? I'm like, no, I haven't planned. She's like, what about plain salt? I said, salt me up, plain salt. So she's just got these chicken chippies, put them in a full big chicken bag or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She's put the salt all over them. And I've let these things into my guts. I've eaten them and it's just straight away transported me back to my high school days and the school canteen.
Oh, it's a powerful thing, nostalgia. It'll take you right back.
And it's funny how that taste, like the sensation, the flavour or whatever, just transported me right back. And I was sitting by a pool eating these chicken chippies. And
what
I was,
a life,
I,
by the way.
I know, right? Living my best life.
What was I doing?
I had a can of vanilla Coke as well. It was great. But the chicken chips were really what was grabbing me. And yeah. I was so inspired that I just sat there and I spent not long, only about 5 minutes, writing a poem about the experience that I just had with my chicken chips. And I just hit record next to the pool.
Oh, great.
And I'll play it to you now if you want to hear my poem dedicated to chicken chips.
Sure.
All right, here it is, my poolside poem devoted to chicken chips. Yesterday I added to my hips delicious calories, sweet chicken chips. No fancy sauces, gravies or dips, just plain salt on my chicken chips. Have not devoured you since I was young, but no time passed once you hit my tongue. Cheers, Woolies, for these awesome memories you brung. Sweet chicken chips, your tummy's version of fun. Some people drink alcohol by the nips. You keep your grog, I've only got eyes for chicken chips. Others devote their lives to the gangs, the bloods and the crips. But you're my only devotion, my sweet chicken chips. Copyright Guy Clifton, Queensland, Australia. I vibed that I could have maybe cut a little shorter there. When you started talking after the second verse, I'm like, no, there's a third.
You've either really helped or hindered the sale of chicken chippies today, that's for sure.
Look, I'm happy either way.
You want to be?
I'm very content.
The spokesman?
The less they sell, the more I eat.
Can you beat Bronte?
We need to ask you some questions.
All right. Karen was no good yesterday, so it's jackpotted to $150 cash, 13-10-60 if you ever want to take on and take down the beast.
Mm.
Bronte the Beast.
Yes.
Lockie's doing it today. Lockie, the proud new owner of a, get ready to go,
I'm ready.
A two-week-old poodle.
Lockie!
Lockie, you there?
Hello, Lockie.
Lockie.
Yes, sir.
There he is.
Lockie. Hello.
Lockie, have you named the poodle yet?
Yeah, my girlfriend got first pick of the names because I got the border collie before she had a chance to have a puppy, so his name is Wilbur.
Wilbur.
Wilbur. I had a rat called Wilbur when I was younger.
You are a rat.
Yeah, I just think human names on animals just clicks well.
Yeah, I agree.
It's going to be interesting, like, Wilbur having best friend, like a border collie that's probably, you know, 3 or 4 times the size of a little poodle.
Yeah, his name's Trevor.
Trevor and Wilbur.
Great. Yeah, I like Lockie. I'm still going to beat him, though.
Well, you've won the game of naming dogs already, Lockie. Let's put Bronte in the soundproof booth right now. In Bronte goes into the soundproof booth, and we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock for you, Lockie. Are you good to go?
Yep.
All right. Lockie, 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. If you order a drink neat, what are you leaving out?
A mixer.
An internet rumor claimed actress Lea Michele lacked what skill?
Like reading comprehension.
What restaurant's mascot is a clown?
McDonald's.
What is cinephobia a fear of?
Cinemas.
Is a tomato a fruit or vegetable?
Fruit.
Okay, that's it. Cool. We'll get Bronte out of the soundproof booth. Come on. Pretty good run there, mate. Not going to say too much because she's walking back in. It's going to be the same 30 seconds on the clock.
Yes.
And it's going to be the same 5 questions, mate. You good to go?
Yes, I am.
Bronte Langbrook, 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. If you order a drink neat, what are you leaving out?
Ice.
An internet rumor claimed actress Lea Michele lacked what skill?
Reading.
Which restaurant's mascot is a clown?
McDonald's.
What is cinephobia a fear of?
Xenophobia?
Cinephobia with a C.
Music.
Is a tomato a fruit or a vegetable?
It's a fruit.
Okay.
Very contentious.
We've been to all five. Jump on the mic over there if you want, Alicia. Let's run through the scores with producer Alicia, who has been our scorekeeper as always.
Yes. So if you order a drink neat, you're leaving out ice. Bronte got that one correct.
Woo!
Lockie said a mixer.
Lockie said mixer, so yeah. An internet rumour claimed that Lea Michele couldn't read. Both of you got that one correct.
I didn't know that. I must have missed that one.
You heard that. Oh, we'll do a deep dive
huge.
On that.
Really?
Yeah.
What a dumb rumour.
McDonald's has a clown mascot. Both of you got that one correct.
Of course she did.
Cynophobia is a fear of dogs. Neither of you got that one.
No
it's not
way.
Very obvious, but
I'm glad Lockie doesn't have it.
Yeah.
And a tomato is a fruit. So Bronte got 4 and Lockie got 3.
Langers by 1.
Woo!
Sorry about that, Lockie.
No, that's okay.
You are so lovely. We've been talking to Lockie off air.
Yeah.
You're going to be a great dog dad.
You are. Big love to Wilbur and Trevor.
Always.
The last couple of years for me and my girlfriends has been wedding central. We've had like 8 last year. A lot of them married now. A few bubs on the way, which means kids parties in the next couple of years. Mm. I'm very unfamiliar with them. But
get ready for just the worst days of your life.
Seriously?
Look, your own kids' parties is cool because, you know, you get to see the joy in their little faces.
Yeah.
But being a parent or even for you, like a friend dragged along to other kids' parties, it's like real talk now. It's a freaking nightmare.
Is there alcohol involved?
Generally not.
Oh, God. All right. Well, look.
And I'm always that parent too. That's like, can I bring grog?
Yeah, well, if it's a party, maybe you wouldn't need it though at this
at
party.
At 11 o'clock on a Tuesday morning.
I would go to my friends' kids' birthday parties if they had a theme similar to this. So there is a couple from WA. Their name is Shay and Ray.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Shay and Ray from WA.
End break there. This, anything you say from this point forward is not going to improve this.
They invited 30 guests to their home for the backyard birthday of their youngest child, Remy.
Yeah.
And to take Remy's birthday to the next level, Shay decided that she was going to really lean in to Remy's latest obsession.
Yeah.
And had a Bunnings Warehouse themed third birthday party.
Easy to cater, mate. Snags on bread.
Literally.
Charge every kid $2.
Honestly. Sausage sizzle. There was a pot plant station. I didn't even know this. You can actually order Bunnings Warehouse merchandise, including uniforms for the kids.
Oh, wow.
Which would
be pretty easy. That'd just consist of a green shirt and a red apron.
It's exactly that. There's some volleyballs and soccer balls. There's also party hats, toys and lolly bags, all themed in Bunnings Warehouse. And actually, they bought out all of the branded merch that was in Perth, and the grandfather of Remy had to bring more Bunnings stuff from Queensland.
Yeah.
That's how obsessed Remy is with Bunnings.
I have heard stories before of, like, generally, well, girls is the stories I heard, and probably a bit older than Remy, who are obsessed with Kmart. And they'll do Kmart parties where, and it's actually a cheap way to do a party. Like, mum of, you know, the birthday girl or whatever, give each kid $20 each.
To just run amok in Kmart.
5 kids, $20, $100, off you go.
Interesting.
But if you just want to talk general obsessions for kids.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
I feel like every kid has one at some point.
Definitely.
My son's latest has just been the garbage man. Which,
what?
It's a strange one for him, but you'll always get 20 questions. What day is the garbage man coming? Oh, I don't know. It's a Monday. What's his name? I don't know. Can I go to his house?
Oh.
No, you can't go to his house.
Charlie, do not go
How
to the garbage
the
man's
work?
House.
How many bins does he pick up? Where does he take the... Like, this kid could ask you questions until Christmas
so he doesn't,
about the garbage man.
He doesn't think what you do is cool. He would prefer if you were a garbage man. Garbage man?
Nothing would impress my nearly 4-year-old son more than if I left radio and became a garbage man.
Wow.
Like he is. And I tell you what, when the actual garbage man comes, if he's lucky enough to be at home when that happens, like
it's Christmas.
It's Christmas, man. Watching through the window is not enough. He has to run out to the front lawn, wave.
Is it the same guy every time?
Yeah, the guy waves back. He's a bit of a celebrity.
That's nice.
In my son's eyes.
Well, 13 10 60. What is the weird thing that your kid got obsessed with? Maybe it was the garbage man.
I like that.
Maybe it was Bunnings Warehouse or Kmart. What weird thing is your kid obsessed with?
Probably more than just Bluey, you know?
Yeah, like,
of course. All kids are obsessed with that.
But I am.
131060, Emily's here. Who is the kid first, Emily? Is this your kid?
No, so it's my brother.
Oh, yeah, throw him under the bus.
Yeah, my younger brother, yes.
Yeah. What was he obsessed with?
He, for as long as I can remember, was obsessed with, like, aeroplanes and stuff like that. He used to be able to tell you what the plane was and what brand the plane was while it was going across above our house because we used to live under a flight path.
Oh.
He's like a 50-year-old nerdy old man.
Yes.
I know. It's like an old man that's obsessed with trains.
Yeah, that's right.
Did he end up going into aviation in any way?
He's only 16 now. But okay, I don't know. I don't think so.
He's the kid flying the plane for Leap of Faith later today.
Oh, good work experience.
Yeah, work experience. Thanks for the call, Emily. 131060 if you want to chime in. Sukin's here. Sukin, is this your kid?
Yes, it is. It's my son, Ruben.
Ruben, what was he obsessed with?
Well, between age 3 and 5, like he's always been really obsessed with cars like a real boy, but between age 3 and 5, pretty similar to the last caller's brother's kid, he was completely obsessed with car lights, and he could tell you the make and model of the car that was driving like 50 metres in front and behind, and it was a bit annoying because, like, we needed to check whether it was right? So yeah. I needed to either speed up to catch the car in front
or slow down
to let the one
pass. Tell the make and the model of the car from
just
the lights.
By the lights driving in the dark.
Oh my God.
His obsession was insane. And he's still obsessed with cars. He turns 23 in August.
Yeah.
And, like turboed cars.
All right, we're going to move on soon because I feel we're just getting to proud mother territory, which could go on for a while. But 131060, that's a strange one, obsessed with car lights.
Car
we're going to end with Nikki here. Nikki, what is it for you? What was your kid obsessed with?
Hey, Cliffo. So growing up in New Zealand, we had a lot of snails and my daughter was absolutely obsessed. I went into her room one night and the street light was shining through the window and there were snails all over the curtain, everywhere.
Lucky she didn't grow up to be a French chef because it would not be a good future for those snails.
Dearly beloved.
Leap of Faith with Cliffo and Bronte on hit.
Vanessa and Dave are tying the knot in like a matter of minutes.
Yeah, I know.
We've got to leave at 9.
Yeah, but time
go straight to an airport to marry them. And then they, you know, once they leap into marriage, they leap literally into the rest of their lives after they jump out of a plane.
Yeah, you're wearing a few different hats today. You're obviously radio announcer. And then come 9 o'clock. Yeah. Celebrant. Marriage celebrant.
And I can't be, you are right, like I'm wearing a lot of hats and I can't expect it to be like, you know, Fashion Corner Cliffo Fashionista.
It's too much to ask.
On top of all that, it's too much
God,
to ask.
No.
And producer Alicia is here.
Hello.
As well too, because you were involved in a meeting the other day.
Yes.
Where a discussion was had, like what we're going to wear during the ceremony.
Obviously, we're just the guests at this wedding, but it is important that the wedding guests wear the right outfit as well.
That's
you
true.
Don't want to take from the bride.
Yeah, and look, at the end of the day, this is still a radio thing. So the decision was made, we just wear hit gear.
Yeah, that's what I packed.
I thought Bronte was wearing a big white dress.
What
happened to that?
It didn't fit.
Not yet.
It didn't work for the carry-on.
That'd scare new boyfriend Dylan, wouldn't
it?
Yeah, wouldn't it? We could organise that. That'd be great.
No.
So the problem was I went to the wardrobe and I put on what I thought was the hit shirt that fit me. These bloody hit shirts, I don't know, they must shrink in the dryer or something. But let's just say it looked like 2 pounds of sausages in a 1 pound bag.
Again, and we don't want to take away from Vanessa and Dave.
No,
so.
that's a visual that you're not going to forget. So in this situation, we have a couple of, you know, decisions or choices, I guess, we have to make. Because I am the celebrant, I'm playing an important role.
You are, very.
Now, I thought I could, these are our options. Number one, I could go plain clothes, like what I wear every day, essentially what I'm wearing now.
This is my favourite shirt of yours that you're wearing.
Thank you. Just a plain old polo.
But we've seen it before.
Yeah. I thought number two, I could go all out, my really good new suit and tie and whatever. But then I thought, you know, we're in a comfortable plane.
Sure.
You know? But then I thought option three, I could bring along the shirt and the tie that I wore to my year 12 high school formal in the year 2002. and I could marry Vanessa and Dave in what I wore to the formal.
Well, yeah. I think that that, to me, says celebrant more than the other options.
Mm. Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you like to describe?
Well, it's just, I mean,
the outfit I wore to the formal.
A stunning short-sleeved button-up white shirt.
From Lowe's.
From Lowe's.
I will say that's not the exact shirt that I wore. Because, again, that must have shrunk in the dryer.
Of course, yeah, this dryer.
But it's just a plain white T-shirt.
Is it DKNY? Is that what that tag says?
I think so.
How well are you doing? Yeah.
DBK, which is
D-B-K.
Like the cheap man version.
If you read underneath, it says exclusive to Lowe's.
Oh, okay. So Lowe's is not stalking DKNY?
Definitely not.
Shocking.
And a stunning red silk bow tie.
Yeah. Clip
Beautiful.
On.
Clip on, of course.
Clip on, because who can tie a tie?
We're busy. We're busy today.
So I think we're leaning towards option three.
Yeah. I like it.
We'll get up, Lish.
Looking good.
Yeah.
Well, I think Langers? Considering that's the only thing that you did pack, that's probably the only option, right?
Hey, nude weddings are in right now.
No.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.